Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, and we're on the cusp of Sukkos. I'm just looking to correct the say the sponsorship this evening. So welcome to our Pirkei Avos learning. Just public service announcement: there is no shiur next week on Chol HaMoed. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will resume the Thursday evening after Yom Tov. Okay. So tonight's shiur is dedicated and sponsored by Laura Huberfeld, and we thank you and your family very much for the sponsorship. It is in memory Zecher Nishmaso and Lilui Nishmaso, Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron, Alav Shalom. Laura said, "My beloved father-in-law is especially missed over all the Yomim Tovim. He had such Simchas HaChayim for the Chagim. It is also a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Rivka Ba Sara. Our mother-in-law, may she have a refuah shalema b'soch sh'ar cholei Yisrael in the schus of the Torah that we will share this evening." So let us continue with our Pirkei Avos learning. I wanted to do something Pirkei Avos based, since this is the Pirkei Avos series, and also related to Inyanei Diyoma. If you've noticed the pattern, this is something that I do try and do the past few weeks that we are learning, and I think that we are going to delve into a Mishnah that is very appropriate for this time of year, as you will see. So I'm going to begin to screen share right away. Okay. Can you see my screen? I told you, one of my boys, I was making choisek, like in a nice way. Mommy, after a couple minutes, it's always, can you see my screen? Can you see my screen? So once I have that, okay, Baruch Hashem. So this year is sponsored, the Zecher Nishmaso Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron, Zechon al Vracha, and our full shleim for Rivka Bas, Sarah Besoch, Sh'ar Chalei Yisrael. Before we get to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, okay, I want to begin in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin. What is man created of? What are we all made up of? We human beings, what are our components? Every human being, every person, every mortal man is made up of dual aspects. What are those dual aspects? Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam. God Elokim created Adam. What is Adam made out of? The first component of man is Ofer Min HaAdama. We are dust from the earth. Our physicality is dust from the earth. God took dust from the earth. He molded it and fashioned it, and it became Adam Rishon. Of course, we know we are not a clod, we are not a golem, we are more than that. The second component of man that gives us our life blood and our life form is Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. The Almighty blew into Adam's nostrils, into his nose, the soul of life. So what is man made out of? We are made of our physicality, which is represented in the dust from the earth with which God created Adam. And we are made up of spirituality, which is our neshama, Nishmas Chayim, which comes from the breath of God himself, so to speak. And only once you have Afar Min HaAdama, the physicality, the base Gashmias, the dust from the earth, combined with the Nishmas Chaim, the Chelak Elokai Mima'al, the portion of God from above, our life force, our neshama, our soul, then, Vayihi HaAdam LeNefesh Chaya, and now man became a living being. After, man was supposed to be immortal. Supposed to be. A lot of things were supposed to be. And live forever in the Garden of Eden. Who knows what would have been? We can't even say what would have been. It didn't happen. But in Parag Gimel, Isha is seduced by the Nachash, by the tree. She eats from the forbidden fruit. She gives it to her husband. They both eat. And a new chapter in the history of mankind is written. Now man becomes mortal. That's what God told Adam in Parag Beis. On the day you eat from it, kibiyam achacham imenu mos tumas, you will surely die. And that is what happened. He didn't mean, it didn't happen to be that Adam died. I shouldn't say what the Ribbono Shel Olam meant. Adam did not die the day he ate from it. However, he did eventually die. Man became mortal as a result of ingesting the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. And that's exactly what Hashem says to Adam in his curse. After they eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and bad, Hashem comes along and he says to Adam, Bereishis Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yates, B'zei At Apecha Tocha Lechem, by the sweat of your brow you will eat bread. Ad shuvcha el ha'adama, until you return to the earth. Now I bolded it for you. Look, we were taken afar min ha'adama. And what is Adam's end going to be? Ad shuvcha el ha'adama. The very ground that you were taken from is the ground to where your body will return. Ki mimena, because from the ground, lukachta, you were taken from the ground, you will return from the ground to the ground. Ki afar ata, because you are dust. the Al Afar Tashuv, and to dust you will return. With sin you have sullied your very essence. You have ruined or destroyed some sense of your spirituality. You did not grasp the opportunity to do teshuvah, as we spoke about previously in this year's series. So man is created Afar Min Ha'adama, Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, and after man sins and sullies himself by eating from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem comes along and says part of the curse is Ad Shuvcha Al Ha'adama. Your whole life will be toil and the sweat of your brow until you return to the ground. From the ground you were taken because you are dust. Al Afar Ata Ve'al Afar Tashuv. This is our introduction to the Mishnah, which we will be studying tonight, which is Pirkei Avos Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. It says on my screen, Avos 4:4. Okay, what does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna Omer. Is the font big enough or should I make it bigger? Are we okay? It's fine, thank you. Okay. Rabbi Levitas from Yavna would say, Me'od me'od hevei shefal ruach. A person should be very, very, exceedingly super duper, double lashon of ma'od, low of spirit, which we translate as humble. Why? Why should a person be very, very humble of spirit? Now, ma'od, double ma'od, she'tikvos enosh rima, because you should know, enosh is a word for man, the hope of man, tikvat enosh, the hope of man is Rima. Where are we all going? We're all going back to the dust. We're all going back to the earth from where we were taken. When we were fashioned, we were taken from dust. After Adam ate from the fruit of the tree, in a sense, it's interesting. His sin was consuming something that grows in the Adama. I just thought of something. So Hashem said, you made yourself at one with the tree. You took something that grew from the ground. You want to be like the ground. You'll go back to the ground. So Rabbi Levitas Yishyavna tells you, you should be very, very, exceedingly super duper humble. Because the hope of man is worms. Where are we all going? It's hard to contemplate. We don't like to think about it. The reality is that Armei Vasrim Shana, no one gets out of earth alive. We are all going back to the ground, back to the dust from where we are taken. Rav Salvechik says, why is man called Adam? So the most obvious reason is, and I just highlighted it on my screen, because we were taken from Adama. But really, the word Adam, man, and I don't mean males, I mean mankind, has a dual meaning, dual potential. On the one hand, man can reach the highest heights of Ruchnius, and then he is Edme Le'elyon. Edme is also from Aleph Dalet Mem. Edme Le'elyon, he resembles the one on most high. A person can reach the greatest spiritual heights, and he can resemble and be like, so to speak, the Almighty. On the other hand, if he does not maximize his potential, he takes himself down back to the earth, Adam. So every person, every man, every human being, Adam, has that choice. Will I use my potential to be Admel Elyon? Or, Rachmana Litzlan, will I destroy my potential and make myself resemble the Adama while I am still alive? Man can reach the highest heights, but sadly, and history has proven it to be true, man can reach the lowest lows. Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna says, what are you such a Baal Gaiva about? Me'od, me'od, hevei shefal ruach. Every person must be exceedingly, exceedingly humble. She'tikvos enosh riba. So it's interesting, if you look at the word me'od, mem aleph dalet, and you scramble the letters, it spells Adam. You can't, I mean, it's you can see it right here. Aleph dalet, mem aleph dalet. We know, and I say it 100 times, 1,000 times, all the time, nothing in Torah, Shebichtav, or Sheba'alpeh is an accident, that there's an illusion here, that the tafkid of every Adam is to make himself me'od me'od shefal ruach, very, very humble of spirit, because when we contemplate that we are all going back to ad shuvcha el ha'adama, there's that word again, we're all going back to the dirt, because we were taken from the dirt. So what? About what? Shall I be about gaiva? The Bar Tanura comments on this Mishnah, and the Bar Tanura says, me'od me'od hevei shefal ruach, a person must be exceedingly humble in spirit. Afal pi shebishar midos hadarach ha'emtza it hi ha'mishubachas, even though when it comes to all other character traits, the Rambam has what he calls the Shvil HaZahav, the most appropriate way for a person to behave and act and to live his life is to be in the middle path in all midos. You shouldn't be too much to either extreme. But when it comes to two midos, the Rambam teaches that you must be all the way on the extreme of, I don't have any tainting of this in my personality. One is gaiva. A person should be very, very humble to the polar opposite of gaiva. And the other one is, what's the other one? Who knows? Who knows? Ka'as, anger. Right? When it comes to anger, there's no room for anger. The Rambam says you should not be in the middle path. You should be in the extreme of no trace of ka'as in a person's personality. And also there should not be any trace of gaiva. So the Bartanura says, Afal pi shebisha'ar midos, even though with all other character traits, hadarach ha'emtza'it, he ha'mishubach. As the middle path is the most praiseworthy way to live your life. No, but midas ha'gaiva ain't okay. And when it comes to bal gaiva, when it comes to egotism, when it comes to I am so great, greater than anybody else, it's not the way that you should be in the middle path. Ella yita la'katsa ha'acharon shel shfilus haruach. Look how powerful these words of the Bartanura are. You should turn yourself to the end of lowly of spirit. Lafisha ha'gaiva hi me'usa bioter. Because gaiva is the most scorned, the most repulsive of all midos, va'od, and furthermore, sherov b'nei adam nichshalim ba. The vast majority of people stumble in this mitzvah. It's my way or the highway. I'm right, you're wrong. I said it first, I got there first. I am, I have, I won, I am always right. The majority of men stumble in this midah. V'lo b'dilei einashe mina. I prepared this before, I'm sorry. Lakacht, I don't want to take the and now Shemina. And not one man. I'm gonna skip. Lakacht Sarich La Sosa Harkaka Yeseva. Oh, I have an idea. 1 second. Therefore you need to stay far, far away. 1 moment, okay, just so that for the purposes of clarity. Let me see something. Sorry, my mistake. And I did prepare, obviously. This didn't appear on my screen by itself. I want to see if I can find it. And if it has an English, so we could explain those three words in Aramaic. Ah, people do not separate themselves from it. Baruch Hashem. Okay? Let me put you back over here. Okay? V'lo b'dilei einashim mina. Men do not separate from it. Lakacht enough. People don't strive to separate themselves from the midah of gaiva. Lekach tzarich la'asos la'harchaka yisera. And therefore, everyone needs to be on the opposite extreme. You have to take great distance between yourself and gaiva. Me'od me'od heve shufal ruach. As a Bartanura, there is no middle path that's the best way. When it comes to this trait, stay all the way on the other end because it is me'usabioter. It is dejected, it's repulsive, it's disgusting. I saw brought down in the Sefer Ethics from Sinai by Irving Bunim something very interesting. So I already pointed out to you in the Mishnah, Me'od, if you scramble letters, it stands for Adam. You see it right there. But Irving Bunim, Zechon Alevracha, brings down in the Ethics from Sinai commentary to Pirkei Avos that Me'od is an acronym. Ma'od is an acronym for three of the most humble people who ever lived, who are our leaders from Tanakh. Stands for Mem is Moshe, Aleph is Avram, and Dalet is David. So I thought that was very beautiful. So it's a reference to the fact that we should look to the Torah, we should look to Moshe, we should look to Avram, we should look to David HaMelech, and we should see what it means to be an Eved Hashem and be proud of being Eved Hashem, but at the same time being very, very humble of spirit. And Mr. Irving Bunim brings down three psukim to prove, very famous psukim, to prove that Moshe, Aaron, and David were very, very humble. Me'od, me'od, mem, aleph, dalet, Moshe, Aram, and David Melchisha. As the Pasuk says in Bereishis, this is, and Avram Avinu is davening for the people of Sodom that Hashem should not destroy them. Vayan Avram Vayomar. Avram says to Hashem and he answered, Hine no ha'alti ledaber al Hashem. I've just begun to speak to you, Hashem. Vanochi afar ve'ifar. So how does Avram refer to himself? As Ofer ve'Efra. And what have we already seen? The curse to Adam Arishon is you were taken from Ofer min ha'Adama. We will go back to Ofer. And Avram Avinu understood that his end was Ofer ve'Efra. So this is the Aleph of Avram Avinu. In Shemos, this is in Parshas Beshalach, when the people complain they don't have food, and they complain to Moshe and Aaron, and Hashem says the man is going to come. Moshe says about him and Aaron, Mem, is for Moshe, v'nachnu ma. Kisalinu aleinu. What are we? We're not even dust and ashes, Moshe was saying. We're nothing. V'nachnu ma. What are we? Kisalinu aleinu. That you people should be complaining to us. We're less than nothing. And finally, David HaMelech says in Sefer Tehillim, Perchav Beis, Pasuk Zayim, V'anochi so la'as v'lo ish. I am a worm and not a man. And you see how all of these three psukim really relate very strongly to this Mishnah. Tikvas enosh rima. What is the end of man? We're all going back into the dirt where we came from, where there are worms and maggots. And Avram says about himself, I am dust and ashes. Moshe says, we are nothing. And David HaMelech says, I am a worm and not a man, an embarrassment of a person. So this is the Mishnah. It seems pretty depressing. It's not supposed to be. It's a reminder that in this world, man has to be cognizant all the time of who we really are. Vis-a-vis the Rabbanu Shalom. Vis-a-vis our fellow human beings, and what is our end? And when a person contemplates such these things, he will stay far away from the Midah of Gaiva. He will recognize Shetikvas Enosh Rima, that when we go back to that offer, Ki offer Atav El offer Tashuv, we are dust and we were taken from dust. At the end of man is worms and maggots. I wanted to quote an interesting insight from Ethics from Sinai by Mr. Irving Budim, Zichrono Livracha. So he points out that the letters of the word Rima, for now we've been speaking about Ma'od, Ma'od, but he says something on the word Rima. The Mishnah ends here, Rabbi Levitas Ishiavna Omer, Ma'od, Ma'od, Heve Shafal Ruach, Shatikvanosh Enosh Rima. You should be very, very, we spoke about the Ma'od, Ma'od already, exceedingly humble, because the hope of man is Rima, worms. But he says, and if you think of Lavan and Yaakov Avinu, Lama Rimi Sani, Yaakov says to his father-in-law, on Perichav Tes Abarishus, in the morning, Vine Boker, Vine Leah. And he wakes up in the morning, and who did he marry? Leah. And he goes to Laban, he says, Mazos Asisa, Lame Rimisani, Avadati Berachal, I worked for Rachel, how could you have tricked me? So Rima, points out Mr. Uvering Bunim, worm, also has the meaning of a verb to deceive. But Yaakov Avinu was saying to his father-in-law, why did you deceive me? So Tikvash Enosh Rima means the hope of man is, we're all going back to the place where there are worms. But Mr. Irving Bunim writes here, the letters of the word Rima also have a meaning as a verb, which is to deceive. Man's hope, the end to which he looks forward to, is deceit. What does that mean? That this world is really deceitful. What does that mean? The disillusioning realization that much of life is just a deception. And he gives a mashal. A little girl dreams and hopes for a talking doll. Remember those talking dolls? I don't know, they had dolls that you gave a bottle to. They had dolls that you put diapers on. This girl wants a talking doll. It is the be-all and end-all of her yearnings. And when she receives the doll, she is delirious with joy. She plays with that doll continuously. But one day she sees something else. Something newer. Something more exciting. And in a moment, the doll is forgotten. Yeah, she wants a bicycle. Today, that is her passion. If only she had a bicycle, she believes she would be the happiest girl in the world. And soon after she receives the bicycle, she's happy in the beginning, and then she sees something else, and soon she wants that. Her attention is caught by something else that she wants. And Mr. Irving Bunim writes, are our lives very different? Ambitions burn strong. We seek our goals with demonic intensity. But when we reach a goal, disillusionment often follows. And sometimes when we gain what we long for, we're not talking about in Ruchnias, we realize we're really not so happy and we really want something else. Because that matter that we have achieved, that thing that we have achieved, does not lead to inner fulfillment. Inevitably, the anticipation is greater than the realization of what we have acquired. If our hopes will eventually yield disillusionment and disappointment, why be so proud, Rabbi Levitas Ishiavna says. Why be so haughty with ambition and importance? So this is a different way of understanding the Mishnah. Ma'od ma'od heve shofal ruach. You know why you should be ma'od Adam? Very, very humble of spirit, just like Moshe, Aaron, and David. Because the hope of man is really all an illusion. All the things we strive to acquire in life, ultimately, in the end of days, you realize how little meaning they really had. How happy they did not make us. It's only ultimately the Torah, the Ma'isim Tovim, the Tzedakah, the Chesed, that we do that makes us into the people we are, and that's everlasting. And everything else is fleeting. Rima, it's just deceit. This is a world of disillusionment. The world is olam, from the word ne'alam. It's a world where the truth is hidden from us. So I thought it was a very interesting way of interpreting this Mishnah. Going to page 2 of my handout. So I mentioned that I wanted to make this relevant to Inyanei Diyoma as well. So there's a specific reason I chose this Mishnah, besides the fact that it's interesting to learn and important for us to all to remember. We're coming up to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, followed by Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah. And in Simchas Torah, we read Vezos HaBracha. I always feel a little bad for Vezos HaBracha, because every parsha gets a Shabbos, Vezos HaBracha. I call it a parsha that gets lost in the shuffle. Pun is intended. This year, I don't know if there will be the shuffle of the dancing, but I don't know. There's a kiddush. They get their aliyah. You go out. Who's really listening? Maybe some people are drunk, running after their kids, giving out candy. When are they serving the challah b'shoz? I'm like, Nebuch, somebody's reading Vezos HaBracha, and I don't know who's there. A few people are there to listen. Okay? And I always feel a little bit bad for Vezos HaBracha, but perhaps it's appropriate because Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person who ever lived. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman Zatzal, Zechir Tzadu B'Kaddish L'Vracha, didn't want anyone in his Levi. He wanted a minion. No one else should come. And of course, tens of thousands filled the streets. But ultimately, the car carrying the deceased, the Heilig, Holy, Tzadik, Gadol Dar of Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, detoured, and it was not where, it's brought down in his biography, it was written up after his Patira, it was not where the tens of thousands of people were, it was actually at the Beis HaChaim, and he wanted to be buried at the edge of the Beis HaChaim, not with the prominent people, just with the simple people, he said, and there were only 10 people there. And it's so interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu takes leave from us, almost in an anonymous fashion. Not when there's so much attention, not when everyone's listening, not when it's quiet in the show, when there's so much going on, Moshe Rabbeinu silently slips away. Even the great Moshe Rabbeinu is but a mortal human being. I am not comparing him to us. We know Lo Kam Navi Bisrael Kamoshe Sheyad Hashem Panim Al Panim. He spoke to God face to face. But ultimately, nobody, including Moshe, has a long-term lease on life. And what does the pasuk tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu? Va'ish Moshe Anav Me'od. Me'od Me'od Heve Shafal Ruach. Mikol Adam, this is in the aftermath, it's in Parshas Baloscha, we are told, Vatetaber Miriam Va'aron B'Moshe al Odos HaKushis Asher Lakach, Ki Isha Kushis Lakach. And what is Moshe's reaction? His brother and sister have just spoken, or I should say his sister and brother have just spoken Lashon Hara about him. That's Moshe's reaction, nothing, it's fine. Va'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. The man Moshe was more humble, Mikol HaAdam, from all men, Asher al Pnei Adama. Isn't it interesting, in light of all the sources we've looked at here? We have the word Anav, Ma'od, Ma'od, in Pirkei Avos. He was Ma'od. Perhaps the second Ma'od is referenced to in the word Adam, because if we switch around the letters Adam, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to copy my Mishnah here so you know what I'm talking about. Okay? If you look at the Mishnah, okay? Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne tells you, you should be Me'od Me'od Hevei Shafal Ruach. Moshe was Anav Me'od. Mikol Ha'adam, if you scramble the letters of Adam, you're going to get the word Me'od. Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama. And that's what we spoke about. Ki Ofer Ata Ve'al Ofer Tashuv. Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim only came after Ofer Min Ha'adama. And what makes a person the most humble that they could be is a recognition that they came from the Pnei HaAdama. They are going back to the Pnei HaAdama. And therefore, Moshe was the most humble man on the face of this. I found it was very interesting that how does Rashi explain the word Anav, humble? Shafal. Why is that so beautiful for our shir? Because what is the word that Pirkei Avos uses to describe humility in our Mishnah? Me'od me'od heve shefal ruach. Now in describing Moshe, it says he was an anaf. But Rashi tells you to Bamidbar Perikin base Pasuk Gimel, Moshe was an Anav. You know what it means to be an Anav? It means to be Shafal. It's the exact same word that you see in the Mishnah. Rabbi Levita Seish Yavna says, Me'od me'od heve Shafal Ruach, Shafal is Anav, says Rashi to Bamidbar. V'savlan, should be able to bear things. You should be patient. And this describes Moshe Rabbeinu. And I think that this Mishnah is a beautiful tribute and a reminder of how Moshe Rabbeinu lived his whole life. We already said that in the old, there's even an allusion. The mem is an allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe, the greatest leader we ever had, we call him Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our rabbi, teaches us that we must be more humble as much as possible. Because even someone as great as Moshe is going to wear back to the ground. Ibn Ezra says, Anav Ma'od, he was so humble, b'mishkal shalo, in his weightiness. He understood how humble he was in his weight. V'hatam shalo b'kesh gedula alachav. He didn't want any greatness over his brother and sister. He didn't want any accolades. He was so humble, he understood his place, even as an Eved Hashem. And therefore, I think that this Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Me'od Me'od Hevei Shafal Ruach, is certainly an allusion to the life of Moshe Rabbeinu and the person that he was. So the Mem stands for Moshe. Moshe was Anav Me'od. Anav means Shafal. Asher Al Panei HaAdama. Moshe understood he was taken from Adama and he was going back to Adama. I would like to go to the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life with you. The very last Perek. In Sefer Devarim. Vayal Moshe me'arves mo'av al har nevo rosh ha'pisgah ashal p'nei recho. Moshe went up to the peak of the mountain on har nevo, to the top of the peak that faced Recho. Vayar ewa shemes kol ha'aretz as ha'gilad adan. God showed him the whole land, the gilad, the dan, all of Naphtali, Ephraim, Rashi has interpretations according to Drash. We're certainly not doing that now. The land of Menashe, the whole land of Yehuda, ad ha'yam ha'acharon, or I'll just say one comment of Rashi, ad ha'yom ha'acharon. Moshe saw everything that would happen in Jewish history until the very last day. And the south and the plains and the valley of Yericho, the city of dates until Tzoar, that's the last thing Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. What a life. I've said it before, maybe you've heard me say it before. 1 year Simchas Torah, a bunch of years ago, when I finished learning the parasha with Rashi, I said to my friend, I'm so sad Moshe died. She said, Michal, you knew it was coming. But every year I feel such a sense of melancholy, true story, I feel such a sense of melancholy. Why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Why did he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? So to Yud Dalet Aleph. V'pnei man esav en Moshe Rabbeinu likanes la'aretz. V'chi la'achon b'piryahu tzarich. Mara says, why did Moshe want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Because he wanted to eat the good food? Because he wanted to be satiated from its fullness? No. Alakach Amar Moshe, Harbei mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael, ve'enu miskaimin, ala ba'aretz. There are so many mitzvos that can only be fulfilled, that are mitzvos hatlios ba'aretz. Of course I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Aschanan 515 times, please can I go in? And his request was denied. And I always feel, every year, such a sense of sadness. But it's so interesting that this is the parsha that gets lost in the shuffle, because as he lived his life, the most humble man, he departs, in a sense, in silence. And he saw to the last day, and the last words Hashem said to him, Zos ha'aretz, asher nishbati l'avram l'yitzchak u'l'yakov le'mor l'zaracha atnana. This is the land, God said. Imagine standing on the border and seeing the land, and not being able to go in. Wow. You know when you're on the plane and you start to see the coastline? Imagine being so close, yet so far. This is the land, the final words of God to Moshe, the ever faithful servant, our most powerful, prominent, impactful leader we have ever had. This is the land that I have swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, saying, to your seed I shall give it. Our last words. You shall see it with your eyes, but there you will not cross. I just want to point out that avar, the root word, is also aveira, which is the whole shir, aveira. It's almost like an allusion to the fact that you will not go in because of what happened by Mei Meriva. That's it. The end of Moshe's life. Vayam Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem, and there Moshe died, the servant of God. Be'eretz Moav al pi Hashem. Me'od, me'od. Hevei shafal ruach. Va'ish Moshe anav me'od mekal de mashal p'nei dama. What does anav says Rashi? Shafal. Should be very, very humble. Because even if you're as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, tikvas enosh rima. The hope of all man is ki afar atavel, afar tashuv. Ayikbro so begai sota yudal av. Actually, the same amen I just quoted. God did a chesed in bearing Moshe in the land of Moab. God did a chesed in bearing Moshe. It was in the land of Moab, opposite Beis Par. Lo yada ish es kuraso ariyamazeh. He was so humble. Rav Shneiman wanted no accolades, no to'arim on my matzeva. Don't talk about me. Don't publish articles about me. Don't name children after me, Rav Shneiman said. Anonymity. I can't say that word. Did you notice? Lo yada ish Moshe es kuraso ariyamazeh. Nobody knows where Moshe is buried. He was anav in life. He remains an anav in death. And Moshe was 120 years old. His eyes did not dim. His moisture did not leave him. And the children of Israel cried for Moshe in the plains of Moab for 30 days. And the days of crying and avails for Moshe finished. And Yehoshua ben Nun was full of wisdom, spirit of wisdom. Moshe gave him smicha, ki samach Moshe, as yadav alav. And the children of Israel listened and did, like God, like Hashem commanded Moshe, v'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael k'moshe, she'yado Hashem panim al panim. There never arose a prophet in Israel like Moshe, who knew God face to face. For all the awesome signs and wonders and miracles that God sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and all his servants and the whole land, and for all the strong hand and the great awesomeness, asher asam Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael, that Moshe did before the eyes of Israel. A person could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, and none of us could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Rambam says should try and be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But tikvas enosh rima. Life is full of deceit. And the things that we put our trust and our hope in are deceitful, are nothing. At the end of the day, they won't help us. They won't stand in our stead. And at the end of the day, ki ofer atavel, ofer tashuv. Ma'od ma'od heveshuf aruch. Ma'od is the letters for Moshe, Avram, and David Melech Yisrael. So you could ask, what's the point of life? If we're here, to go back to the earth from where we are taken. And if it's only by Beza'at Apecha Tocha Lechem Ad Shuvcha El Ha'adama, if man ultimately spends his whole life working by the spot of his brow till he returns to the ground, and for what am I here? And the answer is the obituary given to Moshe. Vayama Sham Moshe, what's his obituary? Eved Hashem. To be a servant of God, yet while I live. I may have come from dust, I may be going to dust, but while I live, I am not dust. I must rise out of the Adama to make myself Edmeh Le'elyon. And it's not a contradiction, and it's not a stira. You could be humble, humble, humble. Ma'od, ma'od, hivesh v'aruch. Va'yish Moshe anam man mikal adam asher p'nei adama. But you could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Edmeh Le'elyon. And what's our tafkid? To do Ratzon Hashem. To fulfill as many Torah, as much mitzvos, I said that backwards, to learn as much Torah and fulfill as many mitzvos as we can during this time period. And what a lesson from the final life of Moshe Rabbeinu. We all came from dust, we're all going to dust, but it's the Nishmas Chayim while we live that gives us the ability to be Edmeh Le'elyon, to rise up from the Adama. And sometimes like Moshe, we don't see our request answered. Moshe davened 515 times and the answer was no. And yet he did not give up in his quest to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem as best as he can. I'm going to end with something that I heard Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg say in the name of Racheli Frankel. Racheli Frankel, son Naftali, Hashem Yikom Damo, was killed 6 summers ago. I'm sure you remember Ayal Yifrach, Naftali Frankel, and Gilad Sha'ar, Hashem Yikom Damam, who were kidnapped and brutally murdered by wicked Arab terrorists, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. And Naftali and Racheli Frankel said, after the incident, what happened with her son, in regard to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hu lo oved bishvilenu, anachnu ovdim bishvilo. God does not work for us, we work for him. Hu lo oved bishvilenu, anachnu avdim bishvilo. What's the tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the obituary? It's not a whole paragraph. It's not the front page. He lived a humble life. He dies a humble death. His burial place is unknown. What's his obituary? Vayama Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. because I may come from Adama, I may be going to Adama, but while I live, Edmeh La'elyon. And then life has meaning and purpose when I understand who lo oved bishvilenu. Anachnu ovdim bishvilo. La'enei kol Yisrael, chazak chazak v'nischazek. We thank our sponsor, Laura Huberfeld. May your father's neshama merit an aliyah. May your mother merit a refuah shalema. Thank you all for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful Yom, a good Shabbos, and a wonderful Yom Tov. Chag Sukkos, Zman Simchasenu, V'samachta B'chagecha, V'yisa Ach Sameach. Thank you so, so much, everybody. Kol Tov.